105 WMFO and Joy, Joe Quarterman and Free Soul. And I got so much trouble on my mind. Words. Don't we all, huh, Joe? All right, so listen, like I said earlier in the beginning, top of the show, I had the two best, you know, I've been getting my side hustle on, you know, with Uber and stuff, doing my thing on the side, and maybe a couple days a week go out there and, you know, make some extra coin. But I had my two best rides within the last week. One of them, which is the best one, I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later on. But about a week ago, Wednesday, let's see if I can mention the college. Yeah, I guess so. It's a big school on ComAv, down past Kenmore Square, right? So they had the graduation. It wasn't a week ago. Wednesday was the other. It was a week ago Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday afternoon. But anyway, so I'm right now, you know, going through ComAv, and, you know, I get a blink, and I go pick over, and I pull aside the road, and there's these three co-eds, and they're all dressed in their gowns, and they're all heels and all fancy, all dressed up. And so I pulled over and I said, somebody's graduating today. And they're all giddy and laughing back, you know. And they said, sir, do you mind if we do a drink or something? I said, well, you're not supposed to drink in the car, but, you know, I guess, you know, you're of age and stuff, and I'm not going to turn around and look, so whatever. So I guess they were doing nips back there or something. They were getting nippy and everything. So one of the girls starts laughing and she says, I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe it. I just can't believe you're doing this. And the girl's like, shut up. He goes, it'll be fine. My sister and her friends did it, and then, you know, it was fun. They had a good time, and then, you know, it was just fun. We just you know, nobody will know. So I was like, oh, you know, so we're talking and stuff, and so she starts laughing again, and she said, she goes, you wanna hear to this? I said, no, I'm driving. You know, I said, I know, but appreciate the offer anyway. Thanks anyway. So I said, by the way, you guys are laughing. You guys got, you know, a good time and stuff. She goes, yeah, we're going to graduation and stuff, We did something that, you know, and I said, well, what'd you do? And she started laughing, and her girlfriend said, oh, just tell him. So she proceeded to tell me that they had no clothing on underneath their gowns. No clothing underneath their gowns. Now, I've heard of girls doing that, you know, stuff, you know, so it's always like, you know, the penthouse fantasies, whatever, that girls doing that, you know, going to graduations, and they don't have any clothes on, or they just have panties on, whatever. So I almost, at that time, hit on a bus, because one of them was banging. And I swerved the car back over into the road, and I said, well, what? And she said, yeah, no. And then, spontaneously, without any encouragement from me, one of the girls said, chom! And they unzipped it down to about their waist, and there were breastuses floating around inside the car. Once again, I almost hit another bus head on. It was unbelievable. I mean, you hear about stories like this, I'm telling you, this really happened. They laughing, they zip back up. I was like, Lord have mercy. But it was true. That was the best, well, almost the best. The next one I'm going to tell you about it's up there with that. But all three of them were butt naked underneath the gown. True story, Uber story. Next one's coming up in a little while.
Yeah.
91.5. Butt naked.
Come on. When it comes to you, that means I think that I'm addicted to you. I feel like life has just begun for us. Yeah, see, there's no one else in this world that I would wanna trust. When beauty touches the world, I meet each boy and girl. Means our hearts must grow. Girl, let your feelings show. Good life will soon come to pass. Our souls will always last. I know my self-esteem just tells me where I'm supposed to be. Loving you. Yeah. little pretty song. World is drunk and everybody's mad. We seem to forget tooling a helping hand. I knew this task was not gonna be easy. Yeah, a loving heart like yours could bring back all the community. If you just say the word, I'll spread my wings like a bird. Fly right in your nest, my queen. I try my best to let my spirit flow. Yes, everyone will know when we're together. Everything we do in the world must grow. Yeah, love you.
Love.
105 WMFO and Boston's own Bobby Brown and Roni, the remix. All right, hey, you never know when you leave the door open, who's going to walk in. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but I got to talk about this real quick. I just got off the phone with Kevin Conroy, and he said he doesn't care if his name's out there because everybody knows that he plays down there, you know, at the cave and stuff. And that what happened on Wednesday night is another reason why you don't see me out in clubs and you don't see Chase out in clubs and playing, because folks, Negroes specifically, do not know how to act sometimes. And that's pretty much what the deal was on Wednesday night. Some folks, you know, getting a little rambunctious, you know, doing whatever they're doing, and they started some stuff up in there, so they closed it down. So from what I hear, from what I understand, from now on, it's not going to be every week. It's going to be one Saturday, the first Saturday of every month. And they'll be down there again until things, I guess, cool down or whatever. But I know it wasn't Kevin who keeps doing his thing. He does every night, throws it out. There's never a problem down there. I've been in there sometimes before, and it's never been a problem. But like I said, you know, people just act up, and that's all I'm going to say about it, okay? And that's why you don't see me out there in nightclubs and stuff. The places I play, the only other colored guy in the room is carrying a tray, you know what I'm saying? So I don't have to worry about none of that bull going down, you know what I mean? But that's all I'm going to say about that. Kevin, do your thing. Keep doing your thing, baby, all right? That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to tell you who just walked in the studio in about 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. 915. Some folk just don't know how to act. That's what it is.
Like a beautiful dream, and you.
101.5 WMFO and Fonda Ray and Over Like a Fat Rat. How come I can't hear myself as good as I can here? What's going on here? Oh, there it is. Okay. All right. Which brings us up to 11:30, which is time for our jazz interlude. And before our jazz interlude, the quick comfy report. This week we were over the island on the beginning of the week, and the first time that we took Humphrey to the beach, me and Rene took him down to the beach, and he just loses his mind out there. Because there's some beaches over there where it's they're secluded. You can drive out and just let him off the leash and let him do his thing. And he was running around for about a half an hour up and down the beach, and he just dives. The waves will come in, he'll just dive head first into the waves, and he'll disappear for a couple seconds, and she's like, ah! And then all of a sudden he sticks his head up and he swims back out, shakes off, and does it again. But he has a blast out there. It's such a good time. I took some pictures. I'm gonna post them when I get a chance. But he had a blast out there. We're gonna be doing that laugh this summer. So that was it. Brief Humphrey report. No damage. Fortunately, no underwear, socks, hats, or anything else has been eaten this week. So we hasn't been around this week too, so maybe that's fine. But no damage, no food, no clothes, nothing. Okay, which brings us to our jazz interlude. I almost forgot. Like I said, when you leave the door open, you never know who walks in. And we're going to talk to him on the other side of this, but I'll give you a clue. It has something to do with the DJ Stan the Man movie. How's that? All right, I'm going to give you a clue. We're going to talk to him on the other side of the jazz interlude, which is being brought to us by Kayla Waters, who is the daughter of Kim Waters. This is a brand new one. It's called I Am, featuring her father, Kim Waters, on the Jazz Interlude with Chase Carson on 91.5 WMFO Medford in Boston. Thank you. 91.5 WMFO. And just concludes our jazz interlude for this Friday night. Kayla Waters and I Am. That is a bad jam. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as promised earlier, like I said, when you leave the door open, you never know who's going to walk in here. So the door was open and somebody walked in. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome into the studio. Hold on. Let me hook you up the right way because we are professionals and this is the way we do it here. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome into the studio the director of the movie DJ Stan the Man, Matt Fisher, ladies and gentlemen. What's up, man?
How you doing?
All right, settle down. Man, they miss you, man. You haven't been around a while.
Yeah, it's been a little bit.
It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I heard that you got acquitted.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do any jail time, which is good. So it's good to see you out in the streets again.
Thank you.
I know you still have your bracelet on, but it's good to see you out in the streets.
Yeah, man.
You feeling good? How you doing? Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good. Yeah.
Everything's going good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey. So the reason why you're here,
mm-hmm.
and we talked about it off air, and plus I talked about it earlier in the week, is I saw on Facebook that DJ Stan the Man's got a preview coming up, and
well, we got
a festival.
Yeah, a film festival screening coming up. It's nice to get one. We were looking for one for a long time.
So can you talk about it a little bit?
Yeah, it's the 2017 Straight Jacket Guerrilla Film Festival.
Okay.
I believe it's out of the UK.
Okay.
And, we submitted and we got it. We got accepted.
So I heard this rumor's floating around that Chase Costa could possibly be up for a Best Actor award now. Is that true?
I heard that.
Thank you.
That's what the magazines are saying right now, at least.
That's a possibility. Wow. Now, do I get a car or a boat or anything like that if I win? Would that be on Boombastic Films? Or do I have to look for
it's
that?
It's a Chase Carson Productions
Chase
track
Carson.
Right there,
Jack.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll make sure that was all right. All right. So I saw the interview. Great interview, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Great interview. And in the interview, I when he asked you what gave you the inspiration in the thought process behind the movie, and you said, mm-hmm. I know you were in the business as an assistant,
yeah.
And you said also that most of the movie and the scenes in the movie were derived from actual facts, actual things that happened when influenced, right?
Yeah.
Did they ask you to expand on that a little bit? I mean, as far as... Because there's some things in the movie that I know people are going to be like, did that really happen? Did he really do that?
Well, after watching the film, I don't think they'd want to expand. So...
I can't... Well,
they're scared, I think.
Well, we're in.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. So we're in. So this is the beginning. I understand we got one coming up in Rhode Island and one down in Florida also. Do we have dates for those yet? Do we have anything?
Nope.
We're still waiting to hear back from them. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The final copy, the master, looks awesome.
Agreed.
The sound on it is awesome. It looks good. I think we're ready to put it up there.
Well, we've had that cut for a while.
The one I'm speaking of, right.
It looks awesome.
Right, but it does. I mean,
finished up last night or anything.
It wasn't.
No.
Okay, all right. I know it wasn't finished up last night. I'm just saying. It
was, I know. I'm just,
you know, it came out. I know you busted chops. But sorry. You can do that because you're the director.
Yeah.
But I'm looking forward to that. And will folks be able to see? You're going to be posting more information as far as.
Yeah.
Is this going to be. I heard it was going to be. This might be streamed live on the web too?
Yeah, I think. I'm pretty sure you can watch it live.
Okay, so we're going to
be sure on that. There'll be more. We just found out a couple days ago.
Okay.
So we'll figure out the more details when we get them, we'll put them out there.
Okay, cool. I also saw Insomniac is coming up.
Yeah.
It has a preview coming up next week.
Yeah, we're premiering that Thursday, June 22nd.
Okay, where's that?
That is at the Capitol Theater in Arlington.
Arlington, right?
Yep.
Yep. Now, that's my man Rick. What's Rick? Rick.
Rick Chandelier.
Rick Chandelier.
Yeah.
Rick Chandelier, my man. He's starring in that. He's starring in that, correct?
Yeah, he's him and Ray Booten. Yeah. I don't think you've met Ray Booten yet.
I don't think I've met Ray yet.
More reason to be there Thursday.
Okay. Who else would I know? Who else is in the movie?
You would know a gentleman by the name of Alexander Huck.
I do know Alexander Huck.
Yeah.
Yes. Very well. Yep. Wesley. In the movie DJ Stan the Man. Fine actor. Who else would anybody else from the Boombastic family that's in there?
For cast wise, I think that's it.
Okay.
Katie P is in there. You see her in a few Boombastic things. There was some Bombastic Crew, of course. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay. And
you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean. Who shot that, by the way?
Aaron Tebow.
Aaron Tebow was the bartender, I believe, in one of our scenes. Wasn't he?
Yep.
He was a bartender, right?
He shot some additional footage, too.
And he shot some footage for us, too. Correct. Well, I might try to make through. I might try to come through there tomorrow.
It'd be nice to see you.
Next Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night, 7:30. Tickets are $10, cheaper than a movie at the regular, you know, movieplex down the street.
Now, can you get those? Can you get those ahead of time?
You can get them at the door. We usually do the VIPs. The VIPs are things that if you want, you got to do like a pre-order type deal before time, you know, ahead of time.
Okay, but you do be available at the door.
But you can definitely get in at the door.
Okay, Chase Carson, Michael Thorpe. He might go through. You might see him down there. Thank you.
He should.
I want to support. You know, I like Rick Chandler, good man, and I'm gonna try to support him. So I might come through there.
Yeah.
All right. Are you under the influence or anything? By the way, you look a little. Your eyes are half closed. You look like a little sluggish. Or something. What's in that jug?
Oh my. That's Pure Vodka.
That's it. That is
no.
Pure.
Okay, no, that's my water.
Okay, because we can't have alcohol in the studio.
Yeah?
You know, you can't be under the influence of any drugs or any alcohol while you're on the air here.
And you're here?
Easy. That's his that's his character. Chase's character. You know, but he doesn't do that here. All right. Can you stick around for a couple minutes?
Yeah, I can.
All right, I got to finish the show up, and we're going to talk a little bit more before we finish it up about the final plans going into the preview, which I'm very excited about. Very, very excited about. And did you hear my Uber story, by the way? Would you listen on the way in about the three BU,
I didn't catch it.
BU graduates? They,
no, what happened?
Girls in the back, they would drink no shots in the back.
Yeah.
They had no clothes on underneath their robes, and they showed me. True story.
They must be fans of the film.
I love Uber. That doesn't happen, Hope. It just happened, but that was one of the best things. One of the other best things that happened to me today, I met a gentleman, picked him up at the airport. We'll say his name is Ben. And Ben came in from out of town, and he does this once a year on Father's Day weekend. And you're not going to believe this story, because I said, you're full, you know what? He goes, no, man, that's serious. He goes, you know, look at the, you know. So every weekend, he's been married for 15 years. Wife gives him a hall pass for Father's Day every weekend. She sets up everything. She sets up the hookers, sets up comes right to the room. You know, he goes, yeah, they got two coming tonight, and there's one coming. And he's showing the pictures. And his wife arranged everything. She hooked up everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
did you say every weekend?
No, once a year he gets.
Okay, I was gonna say
Father's Day weekend. He comes down here. He does his thing. You know, she sets him up with a room down. I took him to the Four Seasons.
Yeah,
and he stays there for the weekend and does his thing. He goes. He plays golf. They go to Brookline. Plays golf, and that's it. And I just said, she sets this. He's been doing it for the last. Been married for 15 years. Been doing it for the last 12. Where are these women? Do you know any?
Does he? The question is, does he remember Mother's Day?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask about that. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That's a good question. But he was showing me pictures, you know, because they sent pictures, and, you know, and he showed me pictures of the women, and they were absolutely gorgeous. He's got a total hall pass for the whole weekend. He goes back Sunday night, goes back to his normal life. She does. I said, she's asked you questions, right? She goes, no. She, you know, I might tell you something, but she didn't ask me questions. She said nothing.
He must make a lot of money.
He must make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So I asked, you know, if he's going to be up late after the show, I'd stop by. No, anyway, let's get back to the time. So we've got 45 minutes. This is the last 45. I mean, it's 11:45. We've got 15 minutes left. Let's get some music in, then we're going to come back and talk to Matt and wrap the show up, right? All right.
Anyone 5 WMFO Medford. We'll be right back.
WMFO and the Daz Band and Let It Whip. Once again, I enjoy bringing the best of classic soul, R&B, and dance from back in the day. We do it every Friday night between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight. We call it grown folk music, and you can only get it right here between the hours of 10 p.m. and 12 midnight every Friday night. On a serious side, a little heads up, Reenie's on the island. She just sent me a text message that the steamship, they hit a jetty, I guess, in Hyannis. And the boat's still in the rocks. The Coast Guard's out there. I guess some people got injured on the boat. They're tending to those people. Tending those people now. So if you expect anybody in from Nantucket from the coming in for the weekend, that's probably late. Or I'm sure you probably already know by now if you're expecting them. But there was an accident. The boat hit the a jetty in Hyannis, and it's still in the rocks at this time. And I guess a number of people have been injured. So prayers and well wishes to those folks that were on that boat. All right, then we're going to wrap it up with Matt, and I'm going to head south and grab a slice right after this.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to mooch off your friends.
You gonna finish that grape?
You mean the one in my mouth?
You don't need to stop buying the necessities.
What you're smelling is a natural musk.
Ew.
You don't need to be a medical test subject.
How do you feel?
Mostly okay. I... Sometimes, though.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman! Let's break for lunch.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell your soul to the devil.
$15 is the best I can do.
All right, deal.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Jeffrey!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's last call for alcohol.
Please make sure you get your last drink orders in at this time. Once again, it's last call for alcohol.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Words. Also, the weather's getting hot out there. Please do not leave your animal inside the car. It is getting hot. I've seen accidents happen. You don't even think you've been there for a minute. Something happens, you get held up, and your animal is in a sweltering hot car. So please bring your animals in with you or leave them outside. Do something. Just don't leave in the car. All right. Matt, thank you, my man, for stopping by. I know you're very,
you.
Very busy man, and I appreciate you stopping by and throwing me some insight on what's happening. Now, the film festival, the premiere for Insomniac next Thursday, the 22nd, June 22nd.
Yep, Thursday the 22nd, June 22nd, and 7:30, tickets $10, and come down, see the movie, okay. Take a picture, we'll have a backdrop there, it'll be nice. I know how Chase likes those backdrops.
Oh, Chase likes the backdrops, oh, I love
the
backdrops.
So we're going to hook it up for him.
Okay.
And then, anybody else that wants to come, you might even get a chance to see Chase Carson in person.
Ooh,
man. Wow.
Yeah, I heard he's a fun guy, I want to see him, I want to meet him sometimes. In person too. Yeah, sometimes, yes, cool. I understand that we were talking about earlier about Joe Jaffa, rest in peace, Joe.
Rest in peace, Joe.
Co-star of the movie DJ Stan the Man. He was Terrence the Chef. Passed away a couple of months ago. We're definitely going to miss Joe. And I understand we are dedicating the documentary to the movie. To Joe?
Yeah, the documentary about the making of it, we're dedicating to
Joe. Nice.
And probably the next screening, I'd say, the next screening of DJ that we do will be dedicated
to Joe?
To Joey.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, man. Once again, thank you, man. We're going to get together. I'm back and forth in the island. I know you're a busy man, so you got to report to your probation office now two, three days a week now? So
A day. Three times a day, man. Okay. What are you talking about?
All right, man. I thought you had that squared away. But all right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Also, hey, big shout out to the fathers. Big shout out to the fathers that are out there holding it down, taking care of your business and taking care of your kids and working your butt off and keeping your family together. Big shout outs to the fathers out
there.
Amen. You know what I'm saying? Big shout outs to the fathers. And I'm happy to be one. I have a beautiful son and I'm happy to be a father. And thank you very much for the happy Father's Day present out in the car. Appreciate it.
Cool.
All right, we'll see everybody next week. So until next Friday night, work like you do not need the money. Dance like nobody's watching and love like you want to be loved and everything will be all right. So until next Friday night, see ya.
So say good night to the bad guy.
Anyway, that's our show for tonight. Good night, everybody.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you, and good night.
All right, people, wrap it up. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And now for my big finish.
Are you ready? 'Cause I'm ready. I'm gonna make your mind tonight.
date, right? On the summer night, it'll be just you and me. You're the one to share some fun. You're the one I need. You've got a smile that drives me wild and soft, curly hair. You dress so neat, my heart skips a beat whenever you are here.